the humanist.
Yeah.
Had a lot of people tell me that I'm this and I'm that, but they could never rise against the lies they turn into scrap. Talking bunch of bullshit, what I say is a rap. Raise myself up from the dead, you ain't playing no tax. Am I immortal? Hell no, I'm stubborn as fuck. I'm not coming to your aid when your ass right on luck. I'm leaving you stuck, that's the way you left me, fully yourself. Lying that you help the people, you need some mental help. That's really funny, seriously it's damn hilarious. The last thing you'll give a fuck about is trying to save us. Don't put up a fuss, accept it, you sold your fucking soul. When the end time comes, I wonder where you will go. But that's not my place, not my job, I'll stay in my space. Won't be corrupted to the point you think my soul you will take. I think I've seen and heard enough to know you demons are fake. Shrouded by hate, disdain, all you do is cause pain. So many started to realize through our death you will reign. So you poison us with everything that you got, from toxic water to a deadly COVID shot. Think you got us all food? Nah, you might start to rot, but you fail to see that there are those fighting for hope. They don't use their smartphones as digital dope. Use it as a scope to keep the truth flowing like wine. Humanity, rise up, you running out of time. Yeah.
Bad blood, see the truth beyond the lies. Bad blood, the more you ignore, more will die.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's your girl, Beatrice Harris, aka Honeybee the Humanist. That was one of my latest songs, Bad Blood. Look it up on Rap Fame and look out for it hitting the platform soon. This episode is dedicated to the ones who are struggling trying to keep a stable food budget. You already know what I'm talking about. When I think about it, if I could go back and measure how much food was wasted in my youth compared to how it is now, I can say that the waste was just plain wrong. You know the recalls that you get, the multiple meats, you know, being destroyed. It's not a mere coincidence. I mean, if you get a recall saying that there's a salmonella outbreak and it's in meat that can be cooked, logically, cook the fucking meat. That's just a way for you to end up causing your family to go without meals. We do have fire for a reason. We do have an oven for a reason. And I'm pretty sure we made stoves, grills for the same reason. So why don't we try doing that? The recalls for meat, cheese, and dairy went up over 275%, and that is in the course of 4 years. In the wake of the vegan agenda, no offense. We know that meat has 9 essential amino acids and proper protein that helps with cell regulation and management, maintaining the homeostasis of the human body, if you will. But the rash of extreme rationing and purposeful inflation, shrinkflation and skimpflation and whateverflation they're going to come up with in the next few years has led to some unhealthy and cheap products that have worsened the health crisis in the United States. Prove me wrong. If we could go back at least 50 years ago, we would be grateful for the prices back then for meat, eggs, cheese, milk, rice, pasta, and other food items. So, let's take a look at the CPI, or what is known as the Consumer Price Index. In November 2020 and November 2021, the CPI rose 6.8% due to the price increases for food, housing, and gas. We all should know this. It even got worse when it increased again by a staggering 9.1%, and that was in December 2022.
a high not seen since the 1980s. Now, let's compare the prices of different meats from 1979 and now. The price for ground beef averaged at $2.26 per pound, right? That doesn't seem so bad. I mean, with that price, you could get about 10 or 11 pounds of ground beef if you wanted to with the buying power that you have today. Let's pay attention, people. Now, let's check the average price for a good T-bone steak. 1979, the average price for a T-bone steak was $4 a pound, which again, with the buying power that we have today, it wouldn't seem too bad. But let's go a little bit further. Chicken was priced at $2.38 in 1979. How much is chicken now? You know where I'm going with this. The food safety net is not effective, nor is even having more than one paycheck to cover the latest grocery expenses. The average family of four may not have meals every day or may have to order out, which that's expensive as well. So pretty much damned if you do, damned if you don't. It seems there is a serious problem here that no one is seeing. Let's understand something here. Food is life. We gotta eat. Everything that we put in our body is part of how our organs work. Meaning you can end up having too much of one thing and your organs may not work properly. Natural food is way more expensive than their science experiments. Let's pay attention to that. Make the comparison. You get all perfectly natural grass-fed beef compared to, well, what they put together and call beef. Now, the majority of the citizens of the United States are now feeling the struggle. The low income getting hit the hardest, as usual. Yet, there are more talks about gender equality and indoctrination and people going without food. Many times we were warned of this. This neo-imperialistic vision where the majority of the people will eventually starve or die from the toxic chemicals that are in the food supply. That part they didn't tell you. No matter the strategy, the majority of the people will have an autoimmune disorder or cancer in the next 5 years because of this ongoing degradation of our essential items. It's already been proven that many that have gone vegan have had some unfortunate side effects because not all of us can do an ongoing vegan diet and not all of us can eat meat. I think that's been proven. It's not a one size fits all because we do have individuals that wind up getting diagnosed with a very rare disorder where they can't eat meat and they have to go with protein alternatives. That is the only exception that it should be, because every single time a diet is made, it's turned into a lifestyle, and then people want to be telling other people about this lifestyle, and then it becomes a belief, and then that belief becomes just as fucking crazy as religion. See where I'm going with this? So much in the history of food when it comes to the United States, so much was done to us behind our backs, and this is the end result. We kept depending on the wrong people, and now we have a food insecurity crisis. The buying power is not equal to the consumer price index, and as a result, the average price for groceries is a damn joke. $50 used to get you at least 2 weeks of food, 2.5 weeks, but now the buying power is slashed by 50%, meat being the most expensive thing in the cart. People are changing their diet due to the abhorrent prices that have left most Americans in a deficit, a nutritional deficit. Lack of proper nutrition weakens the cells over time, more so the brain and gut. Can we try and talk about what's really important? There are men, women, and children that will not have a meal, or they will have to ration until the next benefit or the next paycheck. Nobody should have to choose between paying their rent / mortgage or putting food on the table. But this is what happens when you depend on Bidenomics. Most of our taxpayer funds are being misappropriated once again. Vital programs are being slowly shrunken once again. Basically, them being ineffective. No matter how much we confront these issues, they will not change because there is a much darker purpose for most of us. And a lot of people don't realize that. There are more talks about sexualizing our children other than actually solving an ongoing, progressively getting worse food insecurity crisis. Food budgets are disintegrating, basically. And don't get me started about the food pantries and the soup kitchens that, due to the pandemic, pantries and soup kitchens, they have been either been degraded by all of it, or they have simply disappeared. And for anybody out there who listens to this episode that has the capacity to do something on a wide scale, please do. And please be aware that people who had certain medical conditions and they did switch to like an animal diet and or all meat have actually recovered. So why don't we actually start focusing on the real research that has been suppressed and hidden from the people, the masses, for a long time? And why don't we try focusing on fixing this, which is a foundation for better health. In order for people to have better health, they need to have better access to food, and they need to have more better benefits. And that should not take you crossing the border to get better benefits. I mean, if you're in this country, you should get better benefits, just to let you know. That's how it's supposed to work. But go ahead and have the same old arguments, have the same old black power, white power arguments, have the same old, I want my kid to be this gender, but she wants to be this gender, so what do I do? Arguments. Let's have the same old fucking pronouns. Arguments. Because we'll eventually starve and our brain cells won't work enough to keep having the same old damn arguments. This is why I really hate politics. If you enjoyed this episode and any other episode that you listen to, please follow me on Noom Vibe and Stereo. My usernames are in the previous episode description. And yeah, let's talk about it. Let's bring this out in the open. Let's actually rip away this thick, drugged out veil that's got us so blinded. I understand that there are societal pressures. I understand that there are certain sociological discussions that have to be had. But we are in an actual freaking food crisis. And I think us being able to put food on the table and be able to feed our kids, no matter what they identify as, is a lot more important. Until next time, watch the clock and be aware.